Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians 15, this most exciting chapter in this letter. The physical resurrection of Jesus guarantees our physical resurrection as believers, which leads us to live fearless, faithful lives right now. I want us to examine the argument that Paul makes for us in this text. First, he gives us some realities of the gospel, in particular of the resurrection, that affect our real-time lives. And then Paul shows us the rationale or the theological reasoning behind the resurrection of the dead. And lastly, Paul gives us some responses that come from believing in the resurrection. So let's first consider the realities of the resurrection. In verses 1 and 2 in chapter 15, Paul writes, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." Paul begins his argument by stating for them again what he had previously made known to them in person, which included not just the crucifixion, but also the resurrection of Christ, and that they had received it. They had anchored their lives in it and were being changed by it. Paul uses three phrases here: you received, you stand, and by which you are being saved. In other words, you took this message into your life. It's the steel rod that holds your life up and keeps your life from falling apart. And it is progressively saving you, healing you, or making you whole and sound. This gospel is not some piece of information you receive in the past and then you put it on a shelf for later, but rather you take your stand in it and it stands you up, all the while changing, shaping, remaking you while you stand on it. The reality is that the gospel is what holds the believer's life together. Without it, our lives make no sense and we fall apart, which is what Paul is alluding to with whenever he says, "unless you believed in vain." The other day, I was discussing some baseball players with someone, and we both noticed how sometimes pitchers would routinely look in the underside of the bill of their cap to something that was written there. And I remember doing that whenever I was playing baseball. It would be some motivational phrase or some quote. When I was in high school, I had different inspiring quotes and motivational phrases all over my room. I took my stand on those quotes in order to push me to become a better athlete and a better ball player. In those words, they changed my routine. They changed my mindset. But listen, I can repeat those words to myself all day long. And no matter if they inspire, they had no power to change me into a professional ball player. But God's word has real power. His word about His beloved children truly does hold us up, and it transforms us as we hold on to it. As you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Bina LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria and Tanzania.